There he is.
Oh, hold on, man. That's gone crazy. Oh my gosh. You can't include this, by the way, because it would look shocking. All right.
I mean, I can. I could do what I want. What an angle this is, by the way. Hello and welcome to the Clark & Blue podcast, sponsored by NordVPN. This is our third episode about the Lille game, and the game only finished about 12 hours ago as of recording this one. Myself and Rob Warner did the instant post-match reaction about 10 minutes after the penalty shootout. Matt Kendrick did his Villa voice notes after getting back from the Villa Park watch-along, and that went out first thing this morning. John is about to head back to the UK, but could not resist doing a podcast about what happened last night. Oh, what a night, John, indeed. How are you, mate?
Yeah, I'm well. I couldn't resist the talk last night because I needed someone to talk to because I had too much adrenaline and emotion. This morning, I'll be honest, I'd rather just be in bed. Put a post out saying it's one of them nights you won't forget as a Villa fan, because although we haven't won anything and we could be playing Champions League football next season, we could be going to a place like the Bernabeu. Doing what we did last night in the way that we did it is just unforgettable. Do you know what I mean? Just the way we did it in the drama as well, it's... typical of Martinez, like only he could create such chaos, really. But we've won the game, so none of that matters. If anything, it just makes it all the more sweeter.
Just forgetting about the game for a second and the 90 minutes and the chances and the Emi Martinez saves and the two yellow cards, and put all that to bed for 1 second. What was that like being there? Obviously, the away end is different to the press box, but the whole experience, you've been over there for a couple of days, fueled by nothing but baguettes and ham. How was that to be there and be a part of that?
I've said before, it's a privilege to be covering Villa in this season, right, in any season, but this season in particular, because of what we're doing, not just in the Premier League, but obviously in Europe. But this is, this is like a special team right now. And this is a special moment in Villa's recent history, is what Emi Martinez said after the match as well. And you know, Emery won't be talking too much about that sort of stuff because his concentration is now Bournemouth and Bournemouth only, not what comes the week after that or the years after that. But Emi Martinez, what he said afterwards was perfect. He always gives good lines. Again, that's on Birmingham Live. I don't have it in my head at the moment. But what he spoke about kind of echoes what every Villa fan thinks, if that makes sense. You know, kind of gets overlooked that Villa are going to be in Europe next season again. So when I was chatting to Villa fans out and about in the town, that was like kind of the main thing. And I think for those guys and girls, you know, yes, winning the trophy would be fantastic and getting Champions League would be fantastic. But we've got Villa back and then some now. Do you know what I mean? Like we've got European away days for at least another year, probably more years to come. And that was another thing. It's like, as long as we've got Emery, we've got more of this to follow. So, you know, even when we were losing yesterday, and I felt gutted about it because, I mean, firstly, as I said to you off air, I had a cheeky feeling that Villa would kind of conjure up one more chance and they'd take it. Or one chance, really, on the night, to be fair. But you just thought, well, we've got more of this to come. This is only the start of something. Do you know what I mean? And that's why I think even if we were dumped out yesterday, you know, the performance was really poor, to be honest. One of our poorer performances under Emery, in honesty. But at the same time, I don't think it would be like a meltdown, if I'm being totally honest. I genuinely don't think so, because we know that we've got more of this to come. This is our first crack at the whip. A lot of these players haven't played in Europe before, especially for Villa anyway, a club who have rarely played in Europe in the last, two decades. You know, properly, competitively, we're in a semi-final now. We haven't done that since 1982.
This is probably more of a wider point to make when the season is done and we know what we have achieved. But whether it's Champions League qualification for next year or Europa League, whatever happens in the Premier League this season, whether we go on to win the Conference League or not, we will be in Europe of some form next year, guaranteed, right? So the comparisons that will be made with what Newcastle did last year, well, they got top four, but then the following year they fell off and may not finish in Europe at all, though I do think they might sneak in there. They had three great games in the group stage this year against big opposition. We'll have made some great memories from that, but ultimately went out and that was the end of it, and may not be in Europe again the following season, although, like I say, I do think they do. Whatever happens to us this year, and whatever happens next year, the Champions League may be a real difficult struggle for us, and maybe we go out at the first opportunity as well. If it's the Europa League, maybe we go all the way in that as well, you know, Emery's favourite competition, who knows? But what's happened this year, this hasn't been a Mickey Mouse tournament. This hasn't been an easy ride. This hasn't been Villa have won every single game against opposition that you've never heard of. This is Legia Warsaw, not easy. Alkmaar, not easy. Ajax, Lille, Olympiakos, possibly Fiorentina in the final. That is some job Villa have had to put together to get all of that way against decent opposition. Whatever happened next year and whatever happens this year, we can use this year as a learning experience for next. Newcastle went straight to the Champions League. That had nothing before it and maybe nothing after it and had a short spell and that's it. Villa have had some real kind of grounding experiences in Europe this year, which maybe we didn't expect. Maybe we did think we'd kind of walk this and win every game comfortably and just kind of stroll to the final. But it's not been the case. This has been difficult and will be difficult to go and win. But that's such a crucial thing for this club and this team and us as fans as well to experience that almost in preparation for next season, whether it's Europa League or the Champions League.
Yeah, precisely. It's as I say, it's a learning curve and Villa need these experiences. Hopefully, you know, by taking these experiences, we don't, or at least we haven't dropped out of the competition yet. You know what I mean? We've been kind of, on the brink yesterday. Without Matty Cash's goal, would have been Europe, I think. And, you know, it kind of reminds me of the Horahan goal against West Brom in the first leg of that playoff semi. It was like, okay, well, that is a goal that won't be forgotten, you know, by Villa fans properly, but yesterday was Emi Martinez's night, and we shouldn't forget that Matty Cash, you know, without Matty Cash's goal, that doesn't happen. We don't get what we had. So that, you know, I think it's worth saying that. But yeah, you're perfectly right, Dan, and just need to enjoy it. You know, it's difficult yesterday to enjoy it because, as I say, we didn't play well. Well, it was very easy to enjoy it after the penalties, but, you know, difficult and just what you were saying last night, and I think Rob made the point too of, you know, we need to get used to coming to games away from home and slugging it out by actually getting over the line as well. Like, this is what good teams do, as Martinez says, and he would know that because he's played for Arsenal and he's won the World Cup with Argentina, and they didn't play well in the World Cup, really, did they? They lost to Saudi in the first game. So, yeah, it's about mentality, and Villa, this is exactly what Villa are building under Emery. He's been there, done it, you know, for 16 years now. So we're in very safe hands, capable hands. But we're learning as well, I think, as fans. And, you know, yesterday, I'd say didn't play particularly well, but we got over the line and this will fuel us again for, I don't know, if we're in the 88th minute against Bournemouth and it's a draw, well, I'm sure that in those 7 minutes, hopefully, the home fans will be fully backing the players so that we can score a goal, because that's what happens now. You see, Bayer Leverkusen, for example, they won the league this season. And I don't know how or what the percentage of late goals they've scored this season, but it must be nearly like 50%. Like, it's crazy how many goals they score late, because it's about mentality. And yeah, Villa, in different ways, showed that yesterday. So it's fantastic, a memorable night. And yeah, just so proud of the club, really.
Let's just talk about Emi Martinez very quickly. We've spoken about and lauded him as the hero. You've done it in written pieces. Matt did it in a 10-minute show yesterday. We did it on the post-match show. Like you say, it's Emi Martinez's story. The shushing of the fans after saving the first penalty is ballsy. Christ, isn't it? Like, what a bloke that guy is. His celebrations, everything. We all know about that. The thing I just wanted to clarify is the two yellow cards and the suspension, which has been a rife talking point on social media, on your Twitter. You tweeted it with a couple of other journalists that he would be suspended for the first leg of the semi-final. The amount of people that have questioned that and have sent me DMs as well saying, John's wrong, here's what the rule book says, and screenshots of the UEFA website. You can clarify for us now that you've been told by people at the club, that they've been told by UEFA, that he will be suspended for that first leg.
That was last night, yeah. It's obviously still confusing because Villa are awaiting, like, kind of, let's say, absolute confirmation. But as of last night, when we asked, the club said they would ask. Then the club came back to us and said, yes, we believe he will be out for the first leg because he's got three yellows. And I know the rule book looks quite complicated and it is very unclear. But we had the situation where we had five players that would have missed the semi-final if they received their third booking, which is the case. If you go on the UEFA website, it said on the team sheet as well, these five players will miss the next game if they are booked. So therefore, of course, okay, you can get suspended for the first leg of the semi-final. And Martinez's case is obviously very, what's the word, kind of exceptional, really, because no one expected a yellow card in the penalties.
It's a bit of a loophole, it feels like. There's a case for Villa to appeal, because there's people saying, well, the penalty shootout, because it didn't count as like a second yellow for a sending off, it's almost like it's its own game kind of thing, but it's still a third.
Villa can't appeal yellow cards. So,
okay.
So it, he's got three yellow cards before a semi-final, which means he should be missing the first leg. That's at least what Villa have been told and what they believe. But they are still awaiting absolute confirmation. I think UEFA are probably double-checking all their history books or whatever it may be. Because it's not actually in the rule book, as you can see online, that if a player gets booked in the penalty shootout. So, yeah, you know, they presume they're going off of when they were told it was off. Okay, so three bookings equals miss next game. But, you know, whether there's a minutiae in the rule book of where, I don't know, the yellow cards don't count in the penalty shootout at all, I don't know. But, yeah, as I said, we reported what we've been told. So,
Him missing the first leg of the semi-final is a massive blow. Okay, I'd rather he miss the home leg than the away leg. But even so, he's our best goalkeeper. He's the best in the world. To be without him, however you want to dress it up, is a blow. But I just wonder whether there's some kind of loophole coming in the UEFA rule book where they say, well, actually, it's never happened before, so yes, he can play. And as you said, as of right now, all we know is that he won't. But, you know, keep your eyes peeled before the first leg, just in case UEFA go, actually. But, yeah, we'll see what happens. Going to have a plate of snails and frog legs to celebrate such a momentous victory, I'm sure. Have a safe trip back to yourself and all of the Villa fans over in France as well. Big game against Bournemouth on Sunday. They absolutely come thick and fast. And what a week it will be if Villa can notch up another victory there. John, thanks for your time and efforts. As always, it is greatly appreciated by myself and everybody watching or listening. Thank you for watching or listening to this episode, a third episode on Lille, but who could resist talking about such a momentous victory? We will be back, hopefully, with a Bournemouth preview on Saturday. We'll see what happens there. That may not happen. It depends if I can get somebody to do it. But we will definitely be back with a post-match show on Sunday afternoon. Thanks, everyone, for watching. There's a massive truck behind John. See you later, everyone. Bye-bye.